Most states that want to bring in revenue by taxing internet access can't do it. That's because of a federal ban that's been in place for nearly a decade. Recently, Congress extended that prohibition 7 more years, but Wisconsin is one of 6 states that will still be allowed to tax, according to Revenue Department spokeswoman Meredith Helgerson.
The federal legislation preserves the grandfather clauses for those states that had the internet access tax before the moratorium began a number of years ago.
Some want to wean Wisconsin from the access tax. One of them is Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner. In a statement, the U.S. representative said it would give internet customers some tax relief and allow internet companies more money to build up their networks. Wisconsin internet provider Brian Chan says removing the tax would level the playing field for his company, SupraNet.
It puts us at a disadvantage when we try to go into other markets and things like that, where those markets perhaps don't have to charge the internet sales tax. So it's just part of doing business here in Wisconsin, and we would like to not have to pay it, but we certainly always have. You know, we love living here in Wisconsin.
Revenue officials estimate the sales tax on internet bills will bring in an estimated $47 million to state coffers next year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.